country, a nasty spring storm brought golf ball sized hail and some wicked lightning to parts of Colorado. You can actually hear it there pounding on the car's window. The ugliness did eventually fade out, leaving this amazing rainbow behind. It's coming, I promise. Where is it? Oh, we missed the rainbow. All right, in San Francisco, cameras rolled as a futuristic catamaran capsized during an exhibition race. One crewman was actually taken to the hospital after falling on the vessel's wing. The new AC-45 is the fastest of its kind. And Marie Callender's closing 31 of its locations nationwide. The closings come after the restaurant chain's parent company filed for bankruptcy. The company blames economic conditions in Florida and California for a sharp decline in sales. Well, the future of flying revealed today in London. Airbus, a leading European manufacturer, actually showed off a pretty cool concept, a plane with a see-through roof. CNN's Zane Virgie here to give us a little closer look, shall we say, at the transparent plane. Zane?
Hi, Kira. The whole plane is totally transparent. It's pretty amazing, and it is a futuristic look at how we could travel one day. So you just need to forget about James Bond and the invisible car that he has, Kira. You know, this is the way to go, because you can get panoramic views, see absolutely everything. You can get flight entertainment that is powered by the heat of passengers' bodies, Kira. The walls are supposed to change according to the conditions that the plane flies in. And then you just breathe in like vitamins and antioxidants, and there's a whole, the cabin is full of aromatherapy. What do you think of that? And they have games as well you could play on this. And you could even play virtual golf. And the best part is there's no first, no business, no economy. Everybody's in luxury all together.
Okay, this sounds way too good to be true. I was waiting for you to say, and then the open bar, and then the masseuse comes through and gives you a massage on aisle 7. Oh. So when is this Airbus actually supposed to take flight?
Yeah, that was a bit of a downer. You can't really buy tickets tomorrow. It's actually supposed to. The designs are supposed to be ready, done, and set to fly in 2050, Kira. 2050. So, you know, by the time your twins grow up, they'll be 39 years old, right? And then they'll get to fly this. So for now, we're going to have to stick ourselves back in economy, squashed between two people, one of whom is sleeping on your shoulder, drooling.
Fabulous. Well, that was an inspiring story. Thank you so much.